It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, happy Friday. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter.
How you doing, man?
All right, big weekend this weekend. Let's get right to it. Football!
Hey, football. Football this weekend. You got a lot of games, and it's the playoffs, and hey, somebody's going to win.
That's all I got.
Thanks, John Madden.
Yeah, no problem.
So, let's see. We got the NFL divisional rounds. The Colts taking on the Chiefs Saturday, 4:35 p.m. Who
what do you
got?
What do you think?
I think it's going to be smart money is the Chiefs, but I'm also going with they've been off for pretty much 2 weeks. Colts have had to play. Andrew Luck is being lucky. And I think it's going to be closer than what people expect.
Yeah.
I think everyone thinks the Chiefs are just going to beat the hell out of the Colts. But to be fair, though, too, the Chiefs gave up how many points to the Rams?
So that's what it is. So this week, Andrew Luck's playing just as good as any other quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
He's absolutely unbelievable, man. The guy's on fire. You know what it depends on? How good the Chiefs' defense is.
Yep. Yep.
That's it. If they play D, they win.
Yep. Yeah, because I don't think Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek are going to have any problem getting the ball in the end zone. No. I really don't think so. So that's what it's going to come down to. But if the Colts play some pretty solid D, and I think overall Colts are a better...
Whoever plays better defense.
Yeah. And I think the Colts got a better chance at playing. So I think we'll either be really surprised or it'll be closer than what we think. Mm-hmm. So then you got the Chargers and the Patriots playing on Sunday. Who do you got on that one?
Come on, man. Patriots.
Then Chargers all the way, baby.
Yeah?
Chargers all the way.
All right.
Actually, no, Patriots are going to win.
Yeah.
Chargers barely squeaked by against who'd they play? The Ravens. Squeaked by against the Ravens. And that was with a quarterback who had four fumbles that game.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Saturday, again, we got the Rams and Cowboys. I'm picking the Rams. Cowboys are hot right now, but I think the Rams got a better shot at it.
I think so, too. I think Goff's going to play some ball.
And then on Sunday, again, Saints-Eagles. Saints all the way.
Yeah,
they are going to kick the hell out of the Eagles. The Eagles shouldn't be at where they're at.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
In my
mind. But Foles has proved to play pretty good in the playoffs.
It's Drew Brees, man.
It's Drew Brees.
It's Drew Brees, it's and they have true. Been. And then you got Todd Gurley too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're gonna be.
I think that's a safe bet.
It's a Saints bet.
Saints bet.
Hey, So yeah, a lot of big games going on. Obviously, I wish I had the Packers in it, but you know what? Mm-hmm. Rooting for the Chiefs now at this point because it's Kiki's team and my team in laws. And if I don't root for him, she gets mad at me. Also big news this weekend, this is the first time this has ever happened, Sarah Thomas will be the first woman to officiate an NFL playoff game. She's on the crew that's working Sunday's divisional game between the Chargers and the Patriots.
So she's on the crew, she's not head ref.
No, not head ref. She's still rocking the black cap, not the white cap.
Yeah.
Let's see, she will be the down judge. Which is just under the head referee and umpire.
Wow.
Down judges manage the change, set the line of scrimmage, mark the spot where the play ends, and mark the line of scrimmage calls like false starts and offsides. Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
So do her high heels have cleats?
That's good. I like that. I like that. See her running, backpedaling in some pumps. What's your take on this?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Here's what I say.
Yeah.
Of course she can be an NFL ref. I mean, come on. You know, it's fine. It's totally fine. As long as she does a good job. My opinion changes when the female announcer starts to talk.
You brought that up before. You had a damn near an aneurysm when they had that female announcer on.
I turned it off.
On Thursday Night Football. It was a Thursday night game, right?
Yeah.
That's
nothing against you, ladies. It really isn't. I'm not sexist. I'm not saying, a female could never be an announcer in the NFL. Yeah. That's not the case. It's just the one that they picked. I know she's good. She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she'd gotten a lot of compliments, not after that Thursday Night Football. But she knows what she's talking about. She's knowledgeable. But I just don't like the sound. Of a female telling me what's going on during the game. Maybe it is sexist.
I don't know.
But it's my opinion.
It's also what you're used to. You have spent 33 years listening to nothing but male announcers. And I don't think that makes you sexist, but it's a certain sound. And there's announcers that you like. I hate the sound of Joe Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to him and Troy Aikman go through a sportscast is for me, brutal.
Yeah, brutal.
I don't like it. There's certain ones I like. There's certain ones I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's sexist of you.
I don't think it's here's an example. It's like, okay, we're going to cast Bill Burr to be on The View from now on.
Oh, God.
It just doesn't.
Women would lose their mind.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. And it's the same thing with commentating in the NFL or even college.
I think it's fine. Obviously, when it comes to being a ref, it's about knowing the rules. And I give these guys credit. To be fair, no one knows rules better than women. If there's someone who's going to call you out on rules, it's going to be a broad.
Yeah, yeah,
now, that's sexist, I know. But let's be honest. She probably has no problem learning the name. Hell, you look at there's some of the best coaches really never were that great of athletes.
Uh-uh.
If you can't do, teach. That's the old thing.
Absolutely.
So I think she'll be fine.
Let's check out that uniform. Pull up a picture.
Of her in the uniform?
In the uni? Does she have to wear the guy's uni?
Yeah, she's just wearing, I mean, there's probably not like guy pants, but you know.
Just put her in a striped bathing suit.
You got to wear a bikini out there. So, yeah.
Like you said, man, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. As long as she's not the one with the mic telling you what happened on that penalty.
All right, so here's what happened.
Here's what happened.
He was being mean to the other guy.
I think we actually have some audio of her talking about it. Let me, is this it? Yeah, here. I'll get this on here real quick. It's a beautiful podcast, Brock. You're ready to go. So this is her, actually, Sarah Thomas, talking about it.
I grew up loving sports in Pascagoula, Mississippi, not too far from New Orleans.
That's right.
And then once I got into the program, as far as the Division I level, and then into the developmental program with the NFL, worked several New Orleans Saints scrimmages, and so practice preparation, and then I got hired last year. You know, I never looked at my gender as something that would hold me back. Thank goodness my father instilled in me that, just never to depend on a man for anything, right? So I just never allow that to hold me back. And the guys is such a professional. The NFL has done it right. They are truly a lot of professional men, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
There you go. Yeah. That's Sarah Thomas.
Well said. I got to admit.
She will be the first female referee in a playoff game in NFL history.
So hopefully she doesn't ref the game where, like, the biggest fight.
Oh, dude, she's trying to break up
an
offensive and defensive lineman.
300-pound,
6'8". Now, here's the thing. Do you ever think there'll come a time where a female will play in the NFL?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Now, do you guys like a kicker? There's female college kickers.
No. I don't see it.
I don't either.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
You know why? It's because there's so many other kickers that are dudes that are so good.
I don't think, even if you took... I just don't think...
I mean,
you
she would... First off, she would have to be ridiculously good.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And
that means, like, out kick, like, you got to be able to kick like a 80 yarder.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I just don't.
Well, as a dude going into the NFL, it's hard enough being a guy being able to kick ridiculous field goals.
Yeah.
You're still just, you know, one of the thousands of guys who can do it.
Yeah.
You know, so with being a female going to the NFL, you have the hump of that to overcome and the hump of being a female.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be people in the NFL like, no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's almost twice as hard, in my opinion.
Oh, but the way the game is changing, though, man.
I mean, imagine her getting blasted.
Yeah.
After a kick.
Well, but see that
you can't hit her.
Yeah.
You can't hit her.
But really, though, the kicker's so protected, anyways. I mean, there's rules. You can make contact if you touch the ball first. Mm-hmm. Especially like with a punter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I just think it's going to be one of those.
you hit a girl.
Those things, man. That. One day at, like, practice, you're going to like, all right, let's just let Khalil Mack through real quick.
You know what? NFL players have enough of a hard time not hitting women outside of the field. Now we're going to put them on the field.
Oh, man.
Too soon?
Oh, man.
Too soon?
That's funny.
All the guys are like, oh, I know what to do here. Well, Sarah, good luck. We wish you the best. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Well, there's been high school female kids that have done very well.
And they started this really in 2015 was the first female hired.
I believe there was a college kicker. Female call. I don't know if it's D1.
No, there's been a couple. There's been a couple. I don't think it's been D1, but there's been a couple, you know, in the history of football. So there you go. That's going on this weekend. A lot of big games going on. Have fun. Watch them. And I'm sure we'll talk more about it next week once we get back in the studio here. So
yeah, get to our website and or our Facebook page. Check us out trying to kick a 43-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, yeah. Listen to us talking about women who can't do it. And we couldn't even get it.
Yeah. Not even close.
Oh, God.
Granted, it was in the snow. We had boots on.
Don't make excuses. We suck.
Yeah, we do.
We suck. Yeah. All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you heard this podcast. And there you go.
Hey,
coming in you hot. Yeah, this is great. Hey, kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead. When I fell over, I just broke my leg and got a hemorrhage in my head. Jesus. All right. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on your FM dial 107.1. We'll see y'all next time.
Do you have any more gum?